this is a game where you knew coming in it was going to be pretty tight, and it kind of started, I think, probably with Allie's three-point shooting in that first quarter, kind of opening up some lanes for you guys on the inside.
You know, Allie just came in, and she just had confidence to knock those shots down and did a wonderful job just being ready, calm, and just collected and knocked them down, big shots.
The way you guys worked your offense tonight and got it in, whether it's your guards or your post players, probably the 2 years you've been here, I think that's probably the best you guys have executed your offense.
You know, they really, we had the game plan. We knew what we needed to do. We knew we could dominate on the inside. And we just said, you know, when you see those girls, we got to get them the ball. And we set the nice screens. You know, everybody was involved. It wasn't just, you know, Brooke going to the basket. We had to have a passer. We had to have somebody screen for her. So it was such a team effort in our offense.
You mentioned Brooke there. She struggled just 2 points in the first quarter, missed a lot of wild shots, kind of wide, but she really kind of recomposed herself, and all of a sudden she just was unstoppable. Ended up, I think, I had her unofficially with 13 rebounds, but 23 points. My goodness, she just could not be stopped tonight.
You know, we told her, you know, we told her the first game, we told her after the first quarter, you have to be strong. You are so solid. You are a good ball player, but you have to be strong. They're going to push. You got to be able to withhold that push. And, you know, she just stepped up big for us and was ready for the shots, and the girls made some really good passes to her that led her right into the basket. So, you know, hands up for Brooke, you know, phenomenal game.
Now, there's no question that Garden City losing one of their top players, Amaya Gallegos, is big in this ball game. But you guys did not let up, and I think that's big when you see one of their best players on the opponent's team, you know, go out of the ball game. That's big to keep that momentum and keep the fight and kind of put the hammer down.
You know, it could have. I told the girls at halftime, I said, we could not let up. We had to keep attacking. You know, they've been very strong in the fourth quarter in all their games so far this year. So I was like, we have to win the second half. We have to keep attacking. We cannot let down. And the girls just kept going. And I said, I don't care who's on the court. I said, you've got to go at them and attack their weaknesses. And they did just that.
Huge, huge win for you guys. I think 2-0. And, you know, I know Garden City was 0-2, but this is a good enough team. They can beat some people here this year. How big of a confidence booster is this early on, beating a team like Garden City?
You know, being 2-0, beating Garden City, it's big for these girls. Mm-hmm. They know they can compete. They know they can score, you know, 58 points. That's a lot of points to put on the board for these girls. So, you know, it was just so key for them to get this win. And I think the confidence is just going to keep gaining throughout this tournament this week. And, you know, we'll be solid through Christmas break. So I'm excited.
Well, you had a little extra minutes for Mallory Cup there tonight. And I kind of called her a Doberman out there because she's fighting all over for the loose balls and everything and whatnot there. But, you know, player that played quite a few more minutes tonight, Cheyenne Kramer. And I know she's going to probably kick yourself for a while missing those 2 point blank bunnies there, but still her effort goes really noticed tonight.
You know, everybody that stepped up, you know, when their numbers were called, they worked so hard to get those shots in, you know, to make the passes, to come in and do their role and what they needed to do. You know, I'm just proud of them. When their numbers called, they're ready to get on the court. They put those nerves away, and the other girls just take them in and help them out and get what they need to get done.
Well, one night here to get ready for Coronado. You get Thursday night and Friday night to Coronado and Wichita Trinity. And you know, Coronado, they may not have the glossiest of records, but they're going to be pretty athletic.
You know, they will be athletic. They're going to be physical. They're going to go, go, go. And so, you know, we're going to have to withstand what they put on the court and make sure we're playing our game and not try to get in their tempo of the game. And we got to be ready to go and compete strong every play.
Coach Amy Felker here post-game, and congratulations, Coach. A great road victory for you guys here in a pretty hostile environment. Thanks again. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach.